From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It is the bane of students, business executives, even the military. If you have ever yawned through a slideshow, you are probably familiar with that dreaded malady of modern times known as death by PowerPoint. Well, there's good news. Two designers have hit on the antidote to presentation overload, and as Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo, their elegant solution is getting the world's attention.
Tokyo architects Mark Dytham and Astrid Klein are easygoing by nature, but if there's one thing they can't stand, it's slideshows full of hot air. So, when the pair staged a forum featuring the work of their architect friends, they laid down one rule, as simple as it was extreme.
The problem with architects is they talk too much. So how could we find a way to stop them? You know, you get very passionate about whatever you're talking about, and you go on forever and ever. So we came up with this notion of just 20 slides, 20 seconds a slide.
Why that particular configuration?
Because 10 slides and 10 seconds was too short, and 30 slides, 30 seconds was... So we're trying to find a catchy 5 minutes or so for the architect to present.
With speakers allotted a draconian 6 minutes and 40 seconds each, Dytham and Klein were able to pack 20 speeches, or rather speechlets, into a single evening. Klein named these curious events after a quaint old Japanese onomatopoeia.
We're looking for a name, and somebody said, well, you know, it's just chit-chat, and it's patakta, 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 people talking too much. And so that's where we came up with patakta.
At first, Pachakcha was purely local, but then something strange happened. Without any prompting or publicity, and to the astonishment of its founders, the format went viral. In just the last 3 years, the speech events have taken root in hundreds of cities in the U.S. and worldwide, from Amherst Fort to Zaragoza. New cities are added now on average every 72 hours. Nearly 250,000 people every year gather in warehouses, old prisons, forest clearings, you name it, for Pachakcha nights, a spectacle that seems to belie the pretenses of the online age.
People really like to get together physically, and we forget that on Facebook. They say they're social networks. They're not really, they're anti-social networks. People in a city want to get together and have a chat, you know, and a bit beer, and this was a way to pull people together.
Since it began in 2003, Pachakcha has spawned imitators like Ignite. Corporate consultants have appropriated the speed technique. Unwittingly, Klein and Dytham seem to have stumbled across an apparently universal longing for pontificators to just get to the point. The subject matter defies easy description.
A group of women who decided to embroider, to kind of keep the art of embroidery alive, they decided to embroider pornographic images.
Just to keep it interesting.
Oh my goodness.
I think the other interesting one is somebody who collects Nana Mouskouri records. He has 40 or 50 of the same album from different countries around the world.
And here's where it all began. A grungy basement in downtown Tokyo called Super Deluxe. Pachakcha nights nowadays give the floor to just about anyone who's been struck by the muse. It's amateur hour meets college lecture meets vaudeville and performance art. Eminence Grease may yield the mic to school children. On this particular evening, the audience will have heard from a Finnish scholar wryly explaining the science of partying, an aid worker trying to sell her book about human rights abuses in the Congo, and a man doing card tricks on his iPad. A motorcycle-powered sewing machine is unveiled, the invention of Will French, a young artist from Australia.
It's supposed to be just a small glimpse, and if it whets their appetite, they can find out more. It's more like a performance itself rather than a lecture or a forum.
But here's the irony of Pachakcha. As TV news shifts ever closer to entertainment and images flash by in a second or two, Pachakcha's 20-second slides actually force the viewer to focus and think, says Dytham.
We did a whole fundraising activity for Haiti. Some of the images that we showed were quite moving images. The first took 2 or 3 days in Haiti. And when you have to look at those for 20 seconds and you've got time to think or look, hear and think about the images, that's very different to when you see images on TV, which are there for 3 seconds. There's Anderson Cooper in a bottom third, and it's all swirling around. And you kind of miss the point.
Dytham and Klein knew they were on to something when a request to start Pechakcha Nights came from Silicon Valley. The writer was a Microsoft employee, member of the team responsible for PowerPoint. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.